This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, if you missed Hour 1 with David Fisher, you want to go back and get the podcast. You can watch it online on Facebook Live, where we are also at tonight. But this hour, the lovely, the impeccable Jeannie Zano joins us in the ladies' lounge, and we'll get to all things related to politics this hour. Did you know it's an election year? Yes, yes it is. And Dr. Zano teaches political science at Iona College. We're going to talk with her about that. A couple of announcements. First of all, if you heard about the fire in the Trump Tower earlier today, 4 people injured, 1 person dead. Otherwise, everything is back to quasi-normal. The president, of course, not there. No one from the family there, as far as I know, either. And so everything seems to be relatively okay there. And then the investigation in Munster, Germany, Munster, is still underway as they are trying to figure out what on earth this guy that decided to drive his van directly into the imbibing patrons of a local bar there was doing. And why did they think he had explosives in his van and his apartment and all these other things? Of course, the officials there are saying, oh, there's no connection to terrorism here. Angela Merkel's had a hard path with the terrorist thing since she let all those undocumented migrants through a couple of years ago, and it's just not gone well. So we'll see where that goes. By the way, I've got a very important piece out on lessons we can learn from this and how it's connected to our president's own policy of sending the military to our border. That will be publishing at townhall.com at midnight tonight. I would encourage you to take a look at that. But I'm pretty wound up about this. I'm interested to see if it will make any difference in this election year. And that's what we're going to talk about with Dr. Jeannie Zano coming up in just a second. I also want to remind you, we are in the midst of a very important push. In December, we asked you to help us free 48 trafficked slaves from southern Sudan and northern Sudan. They were being held by northern Sudan jihadist slave captors. You actually helped us free 99 of those. We have gotten word, and they, by the way, they all received their liberation and emancipation at the end of January, and they've all been reunited with family now in southern Sudan. We got word that our partners at Christian Solidarity International are again setting up an Underground Railroad emancipation. This time, 82 have been cleared, and we need to have all the supplies ready for them when they get to the Sudanese border. 13 have been liberated to date. We have the funds to liberate them to date. We need you to help us with the final 69 to get all of them. So would you? The phone number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And we have, for this hour, a matching gift of $2,500. In other words, if you give $250, that's going to be matched. You free one slave, someone else frees another one, but it will run out at the end of this hour, and so we need to match that in order to exercise that matching option. Would you help us? If you could free one slave, $250, right now would be the time to do it. 888-342-1010. How it works, very simply, we supply a cattle vaccine that the northern jihadist slave owner needs. He doesn't have access to it. Christian Solidarity International does. They provide the vaccine. He frees the slave. CSI takes the slave back to the South Sudanese border. There's a kind of a reacclimation campsite that they have there. It's a beautiful location, and the women are paired with women that will care for them and help their children and so forth. They get reacclimated to kind of what it is to be free. They are given a ton of resources, a year's worth of grain. gardening tools, enough to build basically a small structured house. And then they help them transport all that stuff to the region of South Sudan where their family is from, and they relocate them to their family. All of that, the vaccine, all the resources, all the camp experience, all of that, $250, and that person is liberated forever. It is an amazing thing that they are doing. That's why my family has already given this year. We are committed to it, and I'm hoping that you will be as well. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. If you want more information, you can go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on any of the CSI, the Christian Solidarity International, banners, and it will take you to the donation page as well. All right, I'm excited to have my next guest. She and I have just barely had a chance to get to know each other through a few other events and acquaintances. Joe Piscopo is a friend of both of ours, and she appears on his morning show here in New York regularly. But she also comes on with me here on Saturday nights a few times. And Dr. Jeannie Zeno, a professor of political science at Iona College in New York, joins us in the Ladies Lounge, where we like to feature the brilliant women of media. And the ones I personally feel like I want to amplify their voices a little more. And Jeannie, you fall into that category. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's such an honor to fall into that category. You have great women on.
Well, and you do a great job. In fact, I was noting that you were on with my friend Harris Faulkner this last week, and you made a lot of sense. And you were up against Mr. Lonergan, who, you know, those people live in North Jersey. They love that Mr. Lonergan guy. But you were asking everyone watching to look at it from a really balanced perspective, and that's what I appreciate about your commentary. You're very, very level-headed about your expectations.
Yeah, I try to be, and we really did have a great time, and I love being on with him, and, you know, I like it because we go back and forth, and it's always very respectful, and we have, you know, sometimes differing points of view, but, you know, important points that need to be made that people need to consider, and so, you know, it's always a pleasure to be on there.
Yeah. We talked with you in the fall about the expectations of the presidency and the new guy in the White House and where things were going. I guess I'm interested in part since last year and since 2017, how do you think President Trump has managed and has fared in the overall execution of his duties in 2018? It seems to be a year rife with a lot of different circumstances than 17 did. If nothing else, the economy has had more economic indigestion than it had in 2017. But so where do you rank what the president has been able to get done so far?
I think he has, it has been 2018 specifically, even though we're only, you know, 3 to 4 months in now, has been a challenging one for the president. I think he came out of 2017 with a number of wins under his belt, everything from Neil Gorsuch to the economy, as you mentioned, and then also, of course, the tax bill, which was a huge boon for Republicans and a big success. And I think he came into 2018 with a lot on his plate and a lot he wanted to get done. And I think that, you know, not just the economy, although that has been a big challenge, but also I think, you know, facing a Congress that really doesn't seem to be able to move forward with significant pieces of legislation, I think the number one thing the president has to focus on this year, unfortunately, in my mind, is the election. And that is what everybody is focusing on, and that's what is going to consume him, and that's what makes it difficult to get things done in Congress. And so I think he's got a bit of a stalled agenda, if you will, in Congress, and I think we're seeing frustration. If you just focus specifically on his supporters and people on the right, there is some frustration there that the president hasn't gotten done some of the things he promised to get done. But there's also, I think, an understanding that, you know, we live in a democracy. This is not something the president can do on his own. Right. He's got to do it with Congress, and it's tough going with this Congress. So I think he's facing that real frustration. I also think there's been, you know, some foreign policy successes for the president. I think, you know, even some of his critics have said that he has made, you know, important movements forward in areas like Korea. And some people who suggest that, you know, whether you like how he's doing it or not, he's absolutely right on China's trade policies towards the United States. Whether in fact we will be able to, you know, to be successful in that venue or he will is another question. But he has had more movement there than we've seen for past presidents. So he has had some wins in foreign policy, but what's fascinating to me as a political scientist is that that's something we see over and over again with the American presidency in the modern era, is an ability of presidents to do things in the foreign policy realm that they can't seem to get done in the domestic policy realm, and that is incredibly frustrating, I think, for all of us.
Yeah. Well, and I think it, by comparison to his predecessor, who didn't seem to have a lot of interest in dealing with a lot of foreign policy stuff, it works to his advantage. I'm sure you're familiar with the Rasmussen daily tracking, but you know, at this point in the Obama years, Obama was right around 46%, and Trump has been above 50 now for a number of days. He's holding about 51 right now. And in light of the fact that Obama had 95% complimentary coverage in the media and very, very, you know, big fans writing on the editorial pages, this president seems to have very few of those being on his side, and yet he has managed to, in some way, convince the American people that he's going to stick to this task. And when we got to take this first break, but Jeannie, when we come back, one of the issues that I write about this weekend is his demand that we still pay attention to the border, even by sending military people there, and why the left is reticent to do that, and why it might just be the right thing to do. Let's talk about that when we come back, and I mean from an electoral standpoint, because I do agree with you. I think the election's way heavy on him right now. We're visiting with Dr. Jeannie Zeno in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. She's a professor of political science at Iona College and a really cool person. We're coming right back. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What a little moonlight can do.
What a gorgeous shot. I love it when Nick shows that camera angle on Biz TV. If you're watching on Facebook Live, where we are also at, and if you want to join us, you're welcome to. We also have all of the archives of every week stored both at TheBingeThinker.com or on the Facebook Live video page at the Kevin McCullough page. You can do that. But every week in the second hour, in the first little bit of it, we open up the microphone to different women in media, different brilliant women in media. And we have had some real well-known people, Leslie Stahl, you know, I could name a number of others. And then we have those that are lesser known, and I love getting their voices out there, because if they got something to say, I want them to be able to say it well. And Dr. Jeannie Zeno is kind of more in the first category than the second. She's been around a long time. She's done a lot of media. You've seen her if you're in the New York area on Pix 11 and all the different stations locally, but she's also on the Fox News Channel on a regular basis, and she also does a lot of talk radio in the New York market, and so we're grateful to have her with us tonight, because she is a professor of political science at Iona College, and she teaches those young mush minds what the political process is all about. And Jeannie, it's got to be fun on election years to be teaching, because you're actually going, hey guys, pay attention. This is actually what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say that, you know, one of the real joys, I think, and I'm lucky to have it, is to be in the classroom with young people. I think sometimes they get a bad rap for not being engaged and not being interested. And that's absolutely not the case. They are engaged. They are interested. They have opinions, and they care an awful lot. Of course, you know, I'm dealing with students who obviously have signed up for political science classes, so they're, they are certainly come to it with an interest. But it's fascinating, and during an election year, we already have, a number of students who are interning. I teach in New York, as you mentioned, so a number of students who are interning in, for candidates running for election. As you mentioned, it's a little bit of a crazy year in New York. We have some special elections coming up that have really captured a lot of attention. And then, of course, we're looking at the midterm elections, and plus a governor's race. So we have students who are interning for a lot of those candidates, and so they come to it with kind of an insider's, knowledge of what's going on in these campaigns. And they really do want to impact the future. So it's really a fascinating discussion with them.
Well, and then you get to go from there and jump in the studio with people like Joe Piscopo and Frank Morano, and, you know, your life just never slows down.
Never slows down, and that's so much fun. I mean, I'm incredibly lucky, and to be able to talk to you, I mean,
yeah.
I pinch myself. I'm incredibly lucky, and so and to talk about things I really care about, you know, whether it's, you know, electoral politics, whether it's policy, I am a political science geek, so I love to talk about things like the structure of the government and what should be made, changes should be made structurally to improve the way we govern, not just in the United States, but abroad. So, I mean, to me, it's all very fascinating, and I think I always measure my success in the classroom with freshmen and intro students by how much do I get them engaged and interested and starting to listen to the news and read the news and to, you know, take future classes, because some of them come to it never having done it before, and that, you know, I hope that, you know, at least some of them I capture their attention enough that they want to come back and do more.
I've long held this theory that particularly for students that end up being more
more conservative in their political expression, but there's something correlating about the time that they start paying taxes and their sudden interest in public policy. I don't know if it's that first paycheck or when they buy their first house or get married, but somewhere in that early adult stage where they're suddenly going, now, wait a minute, I worked, I got paid $12 an hour for this work. Why am I only getting paid $7 an hour on my check? And suddenly they're like, oh, that's what all that's about.
Yeah, I think we all remember that moment when you got that first check and you're all excited and you're thinking, like you mentioned, you're going to get $12 an hour, and then you get it and you're like, why is my take home so much less than I thought it was going to be, you know? And so, yeah, it's that stunning moment. And yeah, certainly students, I think that's, you know, something that they all go through. And I also think for students today, and unlike, you know, when we were in college, certainly the cost of an education is just absolutely, it's outrageous. I mean, you can't put it any other way. And, you know, as all of us who have children know, and I have a son in college, all of us who have children know the cost, you know, for tuition and to live on campus, you know, room and board is at decent colleges can be $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year easily. That's a lot of money, and particularly for, unfortunately, students that don't have the benefit of having their parental or guardian support to help pay that bill. So to them, you know, they're facing this enormous you know, what's going to be for them an enormous debt when they get out that they'll pay for until their own kids go to college.
Yeah, I've got a 8-, 5-, and 3-year-old. You're not making me happy tonight, Jeannie. And
sorry to bring it up.
And that's a very funny joke about you having a kid in college and all. That's really funny. That's cute. You're funny like that. That's good.
Well, I was only, you know, like 20 when I had him. So, you know.
Well, since you're only like 27 now, I don't see how that's really possible. But anyway, so Jeannie, let me ask you this. When you're talking about the elections of 2018 are obviously not going to be driven by a presidential ticket at the top of the race, but how much impact will President Trump and whoever the de facto lead of the Democratic Party is at the time, how much impact will they have on this race this year?
An enormous impact, and we've seen this over and over again. Part of what I do beyond teaching is I do a lot of political consulting and I do a lot of polling because I'm a pollster by training, actually. And so the polling that we did in the last year or so in some of these special elections that have gone on across the country has shown that the impact of President Trump in particular and the Trump administration, and also, as you mentioned, the top of the Democratic ticket, seems to be playing, I think, an outsized role compared to what, you know, we've seen in previous administrations. And I'm not sure what explains that. You know, certainly always presidents have an impact, but this is something, you know, when you looked at the election in Virginia, for instance, you found that for governor last year, you found that almost, you know, over 40%, so you're looking at 4 out of 10 voters saying that the president was going to play a huge role in their decision as to who to support in the election. And we've seen that kind of play itself out over and over again in state and local races. So I think certainly as we move into the midterm, the impact is going to be enormous. And so, you know, I think for the president, as we talked about earlier, this is something that he's really has to pay attention to for a variety of reasons, and we know that he is doing that. And I think the issue of the Mexican border is something that's going to play a particular role because we've known for several election cycles that border security is a huge concern of many voters, and not just voters on, you know, on some of the border states, but voters across the country. So I think we see the president focusing in and honing in on these issues and trying to underscore that from his perspective, the Democrats have not moved on several issues, including border security and including DACA, and he keeps underscoring that over and over again, I think, in an attempt to get voters to try to see, you know, where they're going to come in this election.
Jeannie, can you stay with me one more segment? We got a commercial break and then another 6 minutes. I'd love to keep you over if you could.
I would love to.
Okay. Stay right in, because I want to spend the last segment just focusing in on just that issue, because I think it is both for what he campaigned on, what he was expected to accomplish, and both what people will be measuring by come this fall, it probably one of the most important issues of all. And we'll talk about some of the ins and outs of that. It's Kevin McCullough, Dr. Jeannie Zeno, doing extra innings with us in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. You want to follow her on Twitter. I'm telling you, you do.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known. And I've
Kevin McCullough live from New York. That is Times Square. Currently, it is a beautiful, gorgeous night. It could be a touch warmer, but other than that, no complaints. And considering we've had snow like every 3 days for the entire month of March and April, we're kind of sick of that. So you get a couple of days of just clean sunshine, you're just plain happy now. Anyway, Kevin McCullough welcoming you back. Dr. Jeannie Zano has been our guest. in the ladies' lounge tonight, and glad to have her for just one little bit of extra time here. Jeannie, you were talking about the immigration issue, and the president said this last week, let's put military back on the border. President Bush did it. President Obama did it. There was varying degrees of opposition on both of their situations, but nothing like what we saw this last week from the political left saying, oh, he's militarizing our border, and what kind of country are we becoming, and this sort of thing. In the lead up to that, by the way, there was word all last weekend that there was this 1,000-person caravan that had made its way from Guatemala through Mexico, and they had aimed at Texas, but then they decided to try the California border instead. And then the president makes this announcement, and he said late in the week he's going to do everything he can to get rid of catch and release. And lo and behold, that 1,000-person caravan turned around and went back to where they came from. I don't know if they got all the way back to Guatemala, but they stopped in their tracks. Sometimes this president just says something, and it has impact.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was, I think, a big success for the president. And, to your point, I think it took a while. I mean, I was a bit frustrated with some of the coverage on this because, as you just mentioned, it took a while for at least most of the media, not all, to remind people or to remind themselves, better yet, that this is not an unprecedented move.
Right.
Sending National Guards troops to the border is something that both of Donald Trump's predecessors did. And it was done by George Bush, obviously, from 2006 to 2008, and then from President Obama, 2010 to 2012. And so it's not unprecedented in the way some of the early coverage of this is stopped a little bit, but some of the other early coverage of this earlier in the week seemed to suggest, as if you mentioned they were militarizing the border.
Oh, it was breathless. It was like he's begun the Berlin Wall or something, and you're like, wait,
exactly.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that I think is incredibly frustrating. And you talked earlier about the frustration the president has with the press. And that's part of it, because it seems that, an action is taken and history is almost forgotten in terms of the context of that action. And I think this is a good example of that.
Have politics become so polarized that you can't have an honest middle anymore?
It's really tough and really frustrating for me personally, because, as you mentioned, I tend to always try to come to it with data, because I am a political scientist, and always try to come to it with facts. And it's very hard, I will tell you, I do a lot of media, as you mentioned. It's very hard to find a place in this media environment, as polarized as it is, where people are interested in having a voice like that. I mean, I'm grateful that you do. I'm grateful that Joe Piscopo does. I'm grateful that Fox and Harris Walker and other people do. But it's few and far between, because much of the media is interested in an extreme left, extreme right debate that gets people in a tizzy and frustrated and garners ratings, so that's what they're looking for. I noticed tonight, I don't know how many people got to see Jesse Waters did a piece tonight on CNN, and it was fascinating, some of the clips he showed on this very point. And so it is frustrating, because it's hard to find a place where you can have a sensible discussion about the details and the facts, and let the people decide where they want to sit and stand. Do they want to support the president on, sending in the National Guard? Do they not? It's hard for people to make up their mind if they're not getting the facts and they're not getting them in a kind of an objective way. So
yeah.
I do think it's become incredibly polarized out there.
Given the fact that the president said build the wall so much during the campaign, given the actions of the Oakland mayor, of the California governor, the Oregon governor over the last few weeks, I think those that fight the president on the immigration issue are going to be on the wrong side of this electorate right now. And I really do think that people do want, given the terrorism threats and other things that we're facing, I think that we just want to make sure that we're taking care of who's coming in and we understand who they are a little bit better before they get in here. Final word on that, Jeannie, before we let you go.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say we were looking at some new polling from Target Point, and they had, you know, 86% of the president's supporters and Republicans supporting just that border security, the building of the wall. And if the midterm election comes out as down as it usually does to turnout, that's something that's going to get supporters out, and that's a good thing for the president.
Yeah.
And I don't just think it's Republicans. I think, you know, you look at whatever happened in Germany.
Jeannie, on that note, I'm sorry, the computer's going to cut us off. Lady, thank you for being here. Thank you for all your time. It's Kevin McCullough.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Follow up the caring Lord's... All right, Kevin McCullough, good to have you with us on this Saturday night. And thanks to Jeannie Zeno, and thanks to David Fisher, who got to spend the majority of the first hour, and then Jeannie the majority of the second hour with us tonight. By the way, phone lines are open. We'll take your calls now at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm curious about the border issue from your perspective. The president sending the military to the border, and this week there were some people that got belligerent and had a temper tantrum. The governor of the state of Oregon stomped her feet and puffed her cheeks out like my 3-year-old does, and she was like, "No, no, 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 no." And I'm starting to lose all kinds of patience with these politicians. The mayor of Oakland a few weeks ago did the same thing where she said, oh, by the way, there's probably an ICE roundup coming Sunday night at midnight. And if you're an illegal, you should probably take cover. And then sure enough, they weren't able to do what they had planned on doing. See, I think that those are treasonous actions by the mayor of Oakland. And I think that when the governor of Oregon says, "I'm not going to make our National Guard troops available to the federal government under the auspices of the law and the current understanding between the federal government and the state of Oregon," I think that you should lose federal funding. See, I don't think that these people, California saying they're going to be a sanctuary state and let everybody in, and if their cities don't want to work with the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which, by the way, that's what San Francisco has done. I was joking earlier with David Fisher about San Francisco maybe being given to some other country. I would be all in favor of that, because not only are they a sanctuary city, which means they're not going to report who's there illegally or legally, and secondly, they withdrew from the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which was established after 9/11. Now, what does the Joint Terrorism Task Force do? It enables local police officials to work with federal anti-terrorism officials to snuff out terror attacks before they happen. So what reason the city of San Francisco would have to withdraw from the Joint Terrorism Task Force, I can't think of a good one. I think you got to be kind of dumb to do that. Because now, as a city, on the ocean, by the way, so anybody could just swim up from wherever, walk into the city, they're a sanctuary city, no one's going to check their papers or where they're from. You get there, now nobody's going to care if you're building bombs or plotting strategies or plans to take down a major skyscraper or anything else. Like, how does someone who execute that kind of city government within the United States of America get to say that they're still part of the United States of America? Saw it off, push it into the Atlantic, to the Pacific. Just let it go float on its own for a while. I want to see if they can, stand up. Because that kind of threat is dangerous to the rest of the country. So the president this week says, we're going to send the military to the border. Now, there's some caveats to it. The Border Patrol are the only ones that can do actual detainment and arresting. But what they have is, if you have military strung out all across the border and they're just watching, you've got extra eyes and ears. And you can say, a Border Patrol on Sector 4, Quadrant 10, we've got 15 people trying to cut through a fence. Guess what? Border Patrol can shoot the helicopter over there and be there before you know it, or maybe a drone can fly up. But one way or the other, you've got communication and the manpower to literally enforce a secure border from one end of it to the other, and not allow the drugs, the terrorists, the other immigrants that just want to come but not go through the legal process to come into the country and to mess with our system. You've actually got the means in place to do that. And the president has said, "I only want to do this until we get the border wall built." So it's only a short-term measure. He doesn't intend to have people standing there with M16s for the rest of America's history. He wants them to be there until they can build the wall and have the technological stuff in place that you don't have to have a man every, 200 yards or so along the border. So having said that, I'm all in favor of it. Put them there. This is how we could make good use of our military stateside. This is a way we could put people that don't have a war to fight overseas to really meaningful service so that they feel like they're actually standing a post and protecting their country at night. And this, to me, is already working. The president says, this is what we're going to do. There was this thousand. Okay, so a week ago, Sunday night, there was this thousand-person caravan coming from Guatemala, all the way up through Mexico, and was going to go. It looked like they were going to go into Texas, but Texas said, I don't think so. We're standing here with our AR-15s, and we're not going to. That's not going to work. So they said, hey, how about California? So they, boom, they go all over to California, where Jerry Brown, the governor there, the kind of ninny numbnut he is standing there with gift bags. Hey, would you like a brand new digital camera? Well, we have one for you. Hey, how about a discount coupon to Chili's? Yeah, right up the road here. And he's like, come on in. We'll be ready for you. Well, word got out. Well, first the president said that Mexico had better stop that caravan and better not let that caravan get to the U.S. border. To which the organizers of the caravan, Pueblos de la Frontera or something like that, what does that mean, Ivan? Is it people of the world?
No, of the frontier.
Of the frontier, people of the frontier. Well, they said it meant people of the world. Anyway, so the people of the frontier said back to President Trump, oh, you're a bad man. Why you do this? You don't have the right to tell us we can't come. And he said, want to bet? I'm sending the military. And that was when the military option came in. And guess what? All of a sudden, 1,000-person caravan just marching to its own tune. The brakes go on. We're going back. We don't want to go where the United States military is at. So they did. They turned around. Now, today or yesterday or late in the week, I don't know exactly when, the president signed what's called a memorandum to begin the process of getting rid of catch and release. Have you heard about this? This is a big deal. This is almost as big of a deal as putting the military on the border, and I think it actually may have an even bigger dissuasion for people that are trying to come into the country, because one of the very key elements of their ability to stay in the country undetected for long periods of time is going to be taken away if this thing goes through all the way as the president would like it to do. So I'll tell you about that as we round things out. But I'd like to know your opinion. Talk to me, 888-340-3373. You got problems with the president putting the military on the border? Have a few minutes for your calls. As we close out tonight, it's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome to the final few minutes here of Radio Night Live. And don't forget, two very important things. If you would like to register for your chance to win a $20 Liberty coin the weekend of July 4th, the Liberty weekend will be upon us. The Liberty Gold coin, retailing between $1,700 and $2,000, depending on who you buy it from, worth at minimum right now $1,500, will be the prize that we award with Landmark Capital. But all you have to do to register for that contest is call and request your financial survival guide for 2018. They're going to give you $200 worth of value in that, all for free, and then be listening the weekend of July 4th, because we'll be giving away that gold coin. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. And talk to the good folks at Landmark Capital. Also, not to be forgotten, my friend, we have talked about the kids and the women and the children in the Sudanese region. These are women that have had terrible experiences. Just real quickly, I want to tell you about Abuk Tang Tang. Abuk was a young girl whose entire family was enslaved during the war. And her brother and her father were assassinated in front of her eyes. Her mother died in transit to northern Sudan, and her best friend was killed in front of her. When she got to her slave residence in the north, they gave her the rusty lid of a can, and they said, go into that river and circumcise yourself for the purpose of becoming a good Muslim wife. And she got sick from infections that procedure gave her, barely survived. But when she was liberated through a slave liberation project with CSI, she said, tell all of the people in America that we cannot sleep until all of the slaves have been freed. Friends, that's what your $250 will do tonight. But not just for her, for two, because there's a matching gift underway for another 3 minutes till this hour is done. 888-342-1010. $250 liberates one slave from southern Sudan in the north. And if you give right now, someone else is coming alongside and matching that, so we can liberate twice as many. We have liberated 13 so far towards our goal of 82. We're on our way, but we need to liberate all of them by the end of May 31st. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Okay, final thought on this. President Trump catch and release. This is a big deal. If you end catch and release, then people can't come, go before a judge, and then wait for a trial date, and then never show up. Catch and release makes them stay incarcerated where they're originally picked up until their trial date. And if they're deported, they're deported right away. That will be a disincentive all unto itself. So you put military on the border, in catch and release, you've already done two things that the wall was going to be helping to do as well. And so I think it's a good move by the president. I think it's been a strong move by the president. This weekend, I'm everywhere. I hope you'll check it out. I'm at Town Hall Review. I'm hosting that for my friend Hugh Hewitt. The new Uncontainable podcast is out. Of course, Radio Night Live all weekend long. And then with Harris Faulkner this coming Tuesday, join me there as well. And, of course, all week long at TheBingeThinker.com. I'm Kevin McCullough. Love being with you on a Saturday night. We'll see you next.
face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Once a